It's great to see Eilish O'Carroll on tour with her show, Live, Love, Laugh. Of course, she is Winnie in Mrs. Brown's Boys and his sister, Brendan O'Carroll. And she's in Dublin at the moment. It's very wet today, you were saying, Eilish.
It is a bit miserable. Like, I mean, it's one of that fine rain.
Yeah.
You know, that goes right through you.
Wet rain.
It's very, very cold.
Well, the last time I spoke to you, you were in Cork. We were just talking about that. And you were just about to embark on a big, big world tour. Everything, of course, changed for everybody. So how did it affect you guys? Was that whole thing called off, Australia and the States and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, if Australia was called off. Like, as soon as the pandemic hit,
yeah.
We were supposed to go to Australia now, a couple of years ago, and that obviously didn't happen. Our live tour was to happen in 2020, didn't happen. And again, it was postponed to 2021, didn't happen.
Mm.
Hopefully, it'll happen in 2022. But when we go back to Australia now, that's finger in the wind job, because Australia is completely locked down. Like, there's no way. They're only allowing in their own nationals.
Would you play big venues in Australia?
Oh, God, they were massive. I mean, the very first one I remember doing was in Perth. And I'll never forget it. I think there were about 5,000 to 6,000 people sitting in the venue.
Good.
Now, these are arenas that obviously big shows go on, like the big bands and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So when we do the play, they cut it down in size because you couldn't possibly see it if we filled it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we cut it off at a certain point. But to see 5,000 to 6,000 people on their feet. at the end of the show was quite tear-jerking, to be honest with you.
I'd say, and I suppose a lot of those people wouldn't have been home. Well, a lot of Irish people would be there anyway in the first place, but who haven't been home for ages.
Yeah, exactly. But what surprised me was there was a lot of second generation Irish there,
really?
But there was a lot of Australians. And I think the reason being, they had actually seen it on the telly. And they've never seen the live show. They'd only ever seen it on TV. So it had a huge TV following. So, yeah, it was. We caught them all, as they say, Jeff.
Yeah, and like we've no idea here in Ireland where it's seen all over the world, isn't it?
It is. I didn't realise that when we did the live broadcast on the 29th of October, that it was actually being broadcast in some parts of the States, Canada, obviously the UK, Ireland. I mean, it's mind-blowing, Jeff. I mean, it really is.
That was the Halloween.
It's hard for me to...
Yeah, sorry.
That was the Halloween special, yeah, yeah.
What was that like? I mean, you could see it was live. I think Brendan looked a little nervous because the two of you opened it, didn't you?
Oh, listen, we were all terrified. Nervous would be okay, but terrified, I think, was the word you're looking for. Because it was live, and, you know, the crew, bless them, you know, the cameramen, and they're all strung out with nerves because they won't get a second chance at this. It's not going to be, oh, we'll edit that.
Yeah.
You know, we can take that mistake out. You couldn't. So everybody was on, like, really high-pitched tenderhooks. And, yeah, but it was fun to do. I have to say, it was great fun. And the adrenaline was pumping. I think it took me 3 days actually to come down to the ground, you know.
I say,
before I could feel my feet.
But there was a different kind of a vibe off the program. You could see every, you know, it was much kind of, it was sharper and edgier, and, you know, it was great.
Absolutely.
Though. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Tell me something about, you know, being Winnie. I mean, do you get recognised? Because you're very heavily made up. I mean, I know Brendan's got a very familiar face, and even Mrs. Brown,
yeah.
People get. But do you get recognised walking around?
Well, I used to. That's a lovely Irish word. But to be honest with you, I've gotten older, I'm kind of joining Winnie in the age arena. So, and of course, I've done a lot of TV appearances myself,
yeah.
As myself. So people now are making that connection. But yeah, I've been, when I walk my dog in the park, I have people stop me and go, Are you Winnie McGugan?
Yeah.
Right. So obviously I do look like her now, right? There's not much of a difference. And surprisingly enough, Jeff, Winnie doesn't get made up that much. The only thing that really ages her is the rollers and the hairnet.
It's very Hilda Ogden, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yeah. That's lovely. You know, so and that makes a huge difference, you know, and the way she, you know, the way Winnie walks and holds herself and that kind of thing. Yeah, but I mean, initially I never got recognised, and everybody used to, you know, all the others were, you'd be sitting in a coffee shop in the UK and they'd go, "Oh, there's him from, you know, there's Buster," and and I'd be sitting there and I'd be totally ignored.
Let's talk about your own show, Eilish. How close is it? Anywhere near Winnie, or is it totally you? Is it you yourself?
Oh no! It's me. Right. This show is about me and myself. Winnie does get a mention, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. This show really is about me, and it's a woman's story, and it could be actually any woman's story. It just happens to be mine, and it was all about, you know, growing up in Ireland, in good Catholic Ireland, and you know, coping with being a teenager and the impact that has on you, and your kind of distorted view you have on life, and the guilt and the shame, and then, you know, two failed marriages. It is a lovely story. It's very funny because I don't get too serious about it. I don't take myself too seriously, and that's down to Winnie, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's told in such a lighthearted way. It's really good crack.
There's a book in there. I'd say, Eilish, is there?
Oh, listen, I keep adding little bits and pieces to it, and I go, you know, I'm going to have to sit down and write this book.
I mean, growing up in that household, was it a madhouse altogether? We only know you and Brendan, but were you all like that?
There was 10 of us.
10
right?
of you,
you can imagine. And Brendan and I were the youngest. He was the youngest boy, I was the youngest girl. So we vied for mother's attention, as you can well imagine, who happened to be a very busy woman anyway, yes. Right? So she was seldom there. So we, you know, when she was in the house, you can imagine the competition was absolutely mighty for her attention.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we learned our love for performing, to be honest with you.
And how did I knew Brendan earlier on. I think some of the earlier gigs he did first were in Waterford when he did the...
They were Waterford and Cork. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
But when did you get roped in? What was the timeline there?
Oh, the timeline there for me was 1997. I think it was 95.
Yeah.
95, 96. When Brendan had written his first play and The Course...
Right.
And he asked me if I wanted to come over, because I was going through a bit of a tough time at the time, and he asked me if I'd like to come over and do costume, wardrobe. Right. Now, I couldn't sew or thread a needle in those days, and I'm no better now. And that he said, sure, we'd be grand. There's not much sewing involved, right? And that was really the start of it. And then he went on to make a movie. He went on to write another play. And it wasn't until 1999 that he actually wrote the first of Mrs. Brown's Boys plays. It was on radio before.
Yeah.
And I was, again, still doing wardrobe. And I remember the evening he came to me when I was in Glasgow, and he said, we were doing the very first play in Glasgow, and he said, listen, I need you to play Winnie McGugan for a couple of nights. He said, one of the girls needs a bit of time out. And I said, fine. And the rest, as they say, Jeff, is history.
It's history.
I took to the stage, loved every bit of it. And as time went on, you know, I became a permanent feature as Winnie Magoon.
Yeah, and you're all related, aren't you? I mean, well, most of you are, am I right in saying?
Oh, yes. Well, Brendan, obviously, is my brother. His wife is Jennifer Gibney, actress, and they got married. His daughter's in it. His son is in it. And that's it, really. That's it as far as the family relationships are concerned.
And what's that like on the road? You know,
that is, you know, somebody asked me that yesterday, and they said, you know, it must be really hard, you know, working with your family. And I got to be honest, I don't find it hard at all. We have great fun, great respect for each other. We've been doing it, you know, we've all been working together well over 20 years, you know, and it works for us. It really does work for us. And I think the lovely thing about family is you can have a row with family, yeah?
Yeah.
And you get over it, you know, you get over it. You just kind of, the next day you carry on as if, you know, as if it never happened.
I know.
Whereas I think when it,
I understand exactly what you mean. But being on the road and, you know, when you're doing live stuff like that, I think the fact that you're related probably adds to the sparkiness of it, because you know you can read each other, so you can do a lot of ad-libbing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that comes across when myself and Brendan are working together on screen. I think that connection is very visible, because I actually know, I'm a hair's breadth behind him, and I know by the glint in his eye
something's
that
coming.
He's about to do something he shouldn't, yeah. Right? So, and I think that's what's lovely. I just know his move. I know how he's going to move. And that is just because, you know, I think it's an unconscious thing. We know each other so well from kids that, you know, and young adults, that never leaves you. You kind of have an instinct. And I think that's pure magic.
Yeah. This weekend, you've got the Theatre Royal on Friday. Then you're off to Dunleary, Galway, Cork. You've had a fairly extensive show, Eilish, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I mean, it's been pretty condensed. You know, we arranged it like in the summer because we really believed theatres would really open up, which they have.
Yeah.
And we arranged it in the summer, and now, you know, it's. I know that people are still worried about and rightfully so about COVID, but all the necessary precautions are taken in the theatre. People are as safe there as they are sitting at home watching the TV, you know what I mean?
They are indeed. And Theatre Royal have been great.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to the Theatre Royal. I love Waterford. I love playing Waterford before. So, yeah, I'm just hoping, will people go out now and buy tickets and come and see my show?
God knows we all need a bit of a laugh at the moment. So live, love, laugh is the show.
Well, that's it. Tell you something, they're guaranteed a laugh, right?
Great. Eilish, thanks a million. It's lovely talking to you again.
Listen, Jeff, lovely to talk to you too, and take care.